Case number 10,597, Mark Frankton, east of Route 279, southeast of Route 277, south of Dogwood Drive, being lot K149 within West Bay Mobile Home Park. A variance from the side yard setback requirement and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
My name is Mark Frankton. I live 12733 Hoglot Road, Windsor, Maryland.
Swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. Basically, I'm just looking for a variance for a utility room addition. I've got a letter that I've submitted with the park. I met with the manager and went over it with them to see if they had any objections. I've tried to keep it as small as possible. I encroached 10 inches into the 5-foot setback.
Okay.
And I'm 17 foot from a shed, a 10 by 12 shed. If I go any smaller than that, by the time you put the walls in and put a freezer in, I have no room in the playhouse for a freezer or pantry closets or shelving. And we plan to move down here permanently this year. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at trying to set it up so as to where you can utilize it without putting a freezer in a bedroom or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't feel that it's going to hinder anything. The park doesn't either. As like say, we went over things as far as the other property, as far as hurting them from doing anything in the future or an expansion they want to do.
And you say you do have a letter where you met with them and they had...
Yes, I have a letter that I submitted in with it from the park.
Okay.
And a pretty specific drawing about the measurements and all, so it's covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Lot coverage is okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 10,597. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. The lot size is unique in the size of it, and it would enable reasonable use by the owner.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,597. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Okay. Now, when I come in, do I just have to come in? It's already documented. It's approved. Or do I get something in the mail? Or?
Yeah, you'll
get it. This is my first time for this. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, you'll get a letter, and it will be
okay.
Noted on the computer.
Thank you very much.